Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Health Suite with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suite. Prostate cancer is one of the most common types of cancer in men. It typically grows slowly and initially confined to the prostate gland, where it may not cause serious harm. However, while some types of prostate cancer grow slowly and may need minimal treatment, other types are aggressive and can spread quickly. It is important for men to know that aside from traditional treatments, such as surgery, there are other advanced forms of technologies and systemic treatments for this type of cancer too. Moreover, it is critical to know how to select appropriate treatments based on their merits and seek early diagnosis and medical attention from medical specialists who can employ the most appropriate treatment strategies for the best outcomes. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Dr. Daniel Tan, Deputy Medical Director, Consultant, Radiation Oncologist at Concord International Hospital, about the four types of prostate cancer, how systemic therapy and radiation therapy are used in treating various forms of cancer, and the impact treatment will have on a victim's daily activities. Dr. Tan, welcome back. It's nice to see you again.
Hi, Clarissa. Thank you for having me back. It's good to be here again.
All right, four types of prostate cancer, huh?
Well, I'm not sure if our listeners and my fellow colleagues will understand what I mean by four types of prostate cancer, but for the ease of communication, I just termed these four types as early prostate cancer, mm-hmm. which is confined within the prostate. Locally advanced prostate cancer, which has gone beyond the prostate but still confined within the pelvis. Mm-hmm. Another scenario or another type of prostate cancer situation that we face is patients who relapse after initial treatment, mm-hmm. but cancer remains contained within its original site. And finally, the most feared is what we call the late or stage 4 metastatic mm-hmm. Prostate cancer, which has spread beyond its original site.
It has traveled.
That's right. And then usually that is deemed incurable. Mm-hmm. So for ease of communication, I've kind of divided prostate cancers into these four types so that we can help to demystify this disease.
Sure. All right. So we're also talking about alternative forms of treatment. Now, most people think cancer, they think chemotherapy, right?
Yep.
And maybe radiation therapy. But what else is there?
Well, I think for prostate cancer, for example, most people think surgery is the only option. Mm-hmm. So I think it's helpful to let the public know that there are indeed many other options. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we shouldn't look at it as if we're going to the supermarket choosing what we want to have, but mm-hmm. rather to consider prostate cancer as a complex disease that right. requires multidisciplinary input. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, then we come to understand what therapy should be used in what situation for the best outcomes.
Okay.
In doing so, we also help patients identify which are the specialists they should be seeing, right? Because without knowing the map or the landscape or treatment options, mm-hmm. they may end up with one doctor and think that that doctor holds the entire solution to their problems. But when they know that there are other specialists who treat prostate cancer, this helps them seek help in the right places.
Okay. So you're saying not all oncologists are the same?
Well, okay, so some general information. There are surgeons who treat cancer. Mm-hmm. So in this case, they're called surgical oncologists.
Sure.
And then there are oncologists who specialize in the use of chemotherapy. Mm-hmm. These are called medical oncologists.
Okay.
And then there are oncologists who specialize in giving radiation therapy. These are called radiation oncologists. Mm-hmm. And in Singapore, a majority of radiation oncologists are actually trained as clinical oncologists. Mm-hmm. This means that in their course of training, they are both schooled in chemotherapy and radiation therapy.
Sure.
But because technology is getting so complex, they have chose to focus their attention on diving into technology.
Okay.
So delivering radiation therapy forms the core of our practice. Mm-hmm. But as and when patients need systemic treatment, we can help and advise in that regard.
Right, so let's talk a little bit more about these systemic therapy. Explain it.
Okay, so systemic therapy is really just a medical jargon to talk
no
about.
No kidding. In order for me to explain it, it will cost you $3,000. Okay, go on.
No, not to me. Just $3. No, okay. So essentially, treatment that goes through the bloodstream, for example,
okay,
and then goes through the entire system to reach out to cells, generally termed systemic therapy. So systemic therapy is used in generally two types of prostate cancer. One, locally advanced prostate cancer, and two, late and metastatic prostate cancer.
And what is the delivery system for systemic therapy?
Injections, usually.
Okay.
So either we inject the hormones into the subcutaneous fat of the patient, mm-hmm. or we inject the so-called chemotherapy or drug through the bloodstream.
Okay.
And of course, there are also newer hormonal agents which mm-hmm. are taken orally.
Okay.
So essentially, the idea is the chemicals or the drug or whatever gets absorbed into the bloodstream and then gets delivered to the entire body mm-hmm. and helps to kill those cells.
Okay.
So I think firstly, let's talk about hormonal therapy, which really had formed the foundation of treating prostate cancer.
Okay.
To simplify matters, or at the risk of being overly simplistic, it's a male cancer, right? So
Correct.
The cells are driven to grow and divide whenever there's the presence of testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, the moment we can block either the testosterone receptor or we reduce the amount of testosterone within the body, we are able to slow down the growth of the cancer. And
so you're not actually treating the cancer, you are...
starving them.
Aha, okay, I'm getting it.
Yep. So in locally advanced prostate cancer, it's been found that if we add hormonal therapy to radiation therapy, they lead to better outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
They lead to a longer survival in high-risk patients. They lead to a longer time before the cancer relapses in others. So the idea is that radiation and hormonal therapy works synergistically.
I was going to ask, do they work side by side at the same time?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. To improve the efficacy of the treatment.
Right.
Now, in cancers that have gone beyond, you know, we think, oh no, that's the end. But in truth, they are highly treatable. I wouldn't call them curable per se, but they're highly treatable in the sense that in most cases, they will still be sensitive to hormonal treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And hormonal treatment is easy. You know, they usually receive injections in the subcutaneous fat once every 3 months or once every 6 months.
Okay.
This causes the testosterone levels to drop. And as a result, the cancer goes into an inactive state. Right, the PSA levels, which is the marker for prostate cancer, mm-hmm. dives most of the time, and it remains controlled for a good number of years. So patients who think that they have lost hope, please do not. Please show up in the clinic. Please discuss. And please ask us what options you have. Because with a simple treatment like this, it's not costly, by the way. It's not. You know, it's not costly, by the way. It can reduce the symptoms if they have, or perhaps even improve their survival or prolong the period of time whereby the prostate cancer is inactive within the body.
Okay, let's go back a little bit. Now, when you think cancer, when you are diagnosed with cancer, and I've spoken to people who have been, that moment when someone says, okay, you have cancer, the first fear, the first reaction is, I'm going to die. That's the first reaction. The second reaction is, oh no, that treatment is very painful, it's very intrusive, and it's very expensive.
That's
right?
Right.
So what you're saying is this hormonal therapy, the systemic therapy, is not as expensive as they might suspect. It is not as intrusive.
That's right.
What about the side effects?
And they're not going to die.
And they're not going to die. Okay, that's a good one. And say they come and they have this treatment. You're saying it's once in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
What about the rest of their day, the rest of their month? How intrusive is this treatment?
Good question. Now, systemic therapy, as I mentioned, again, encompasses a whole range.
Mm-hmm.
But in prostate cancer, hormonal therapy is the foundation. At later times, we may need chemotherapy, we may need radiopharmaceuticals, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most of the time, in most cases, we start with hormonal therapy. And in terms of intrusiveness, minimal, right? If it's a tablet, then they take the tablet daily. If it's an injection, they have the injection once every 3 months or once every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, we may give it for 1 month to see whether they are able to tolerate it. Now, let's jump to the side effects. Generally speaking, the side effects are related to the dip in testosterone levels.
Mm-hmm.
So there is this term called andropause, the idea of male menopause.
Sure.
Patients may suffer or experience... Yes, unfortunately, erectile dysfunction is one of the side effects. So some patients will reject hormonal therapy because that is still very important to them. For the rest, they go on just fine. You know, they can still continue their daily activities, their work, their golfing and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, they may feel hot flashes. They may feel more easily tired.
It literally is the male version of menopause.
That's right.
Okay.
They may feel a bit more fatigued. They may lose muscle mass. But actually, all this can be mitigated by leading an active and healthy lifestyle.
Okay. What's interesting to me is that this is an alternative treatment to radiotherapy, to chemotherapy, if you get it early enough, right? Or you said sometimes side by side.
Yes. So again, we were just discussing when we were looking at this talk that's coming up, whether to term this as alternative treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Because the term alternative has a certain connotation, right, in medicine.
To holistic
As if it is non-mainstream.
Yes.
But actually, the mainstream treatments in prostate cancer are surgery, radiation therapy, and systemic therapy. So,
okay, where does chemotherapy come into it?
So, chemotherapy is a form of systemic therapy.
Ah, okay.
You know, yeah. So, all these three work together in combination. Mm-hmm. So, patients need to see, ideally, at least two or three of these specialists to ask their opinion on what is the best combination or best treatment for them.
Okay.
Yeah. So, in say, for example, cancers which have spread,
mm-hmm.
then the idea of using a local therapy such as surgery may not make sense.
Right, because
you're treating the source, but you're not treating where it has traveled to, right?
Sure.
Essentially, we work together and we have these meetings called multidisciplinary tumor boards,
mm-hmm.
whereby the doctors sit together and discuss what they bring to the table and how best they can deliver that treatment
sure.
for the patients.
Okay. We're talking about systemic therapy treatments. Can it be used in other types of cancers, not just prostate cancer?
Yes, just like you said, when you think cancer, you think chemotherapy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and I guess let's go back to a little analogy that I used to give my patients. Think of a cancer as a tree.
Right.
You know, you want to eradicate the entire tree, you can chop it off, you know, in a way that's analogous to surgery. Then after you chop it off, you're worried about the seeds which may have dispersed.
Mm-hmm.
Then you use chemotherapy to actually mop out the seeds.
Right.
And then we may be worried that there are roots that are left behind.
Mm-hmm.
So here comes radiotherapy, right?
Right.
That acts like a weed killer to destroy the root so that it will not come back again. In this sense, chemotherapy is used really to kill the seeds in the course of cancer treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And so in all cancer treatments in intermediate stages whereby we think that the cancer has gone beyond where it was, chemotherapy can then be administered to reduce the chance of a relapse. In certain cancers, such as lymphomas and blood cancers,
mm-hmm.
whereby the chemotherapy goes direct to the tumor mm-hmm. or the cancer cells, then chemotherapy is used as the main form of treatment.
Sure.
With this analogy, you have an idea that each treatment kind can be used to cure cancers definitively,
mm-hmm.
but it depends on what the cancer is and where the cancer is.
Okay. One of the questions that a lot of people have asked me after the last time I spoke to you is, how invasive are the various treatment options to them in terms of their lives with their spouses, their lives at work, their lives with what they do
yes.
from day to day
yes.
and how they enjoy their lives? So is there a broad answer to that?
Yes, there is. Since we were on the topic of prostate cancer, mm-hmm. maybe I just use radiation therapy as an example to answer your question.
Okay.
So radiation therapy uses X-rays to kill DNA in the cells,
mm-hmm.
right? So when we give them this treatment, it's entirely non-invasive. There's
okay.
no blood, there's no cutting. The radiation beams are delivered using very sophisticated machines
mm-hmm.
with computer-based planning dosimetry to ensure that the doses and the appropriate energy goes to the organs or the targets that we want it to go to. So
sure.
essentially, patients are lying on a machine, they receive these beams and not feel any pain in the same way they do an X-ray or a CT scan. The beams will work on those cells and the body will clean up the cancer cells naturally mm-hmm. over time.
Okay.
The only downside in radiation therapy is that sometimes it takes several weeks for the treatment to be completed.
Mm-hmm.
So
there are several courses of it.
Yes. In radiotherapy, we talk about courses in terms of the number of fractions.
Mm-hmm.
Each time the beam is exposed to the patient, usually over 5 to 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
we consider it one fraction. A course of treatment can range from one fraction alone, which is a single day,
yep.
Five fractions over 5 days or 9 days if it's given every other day,
mm-hmm.
or a total of 6 to 7 weeks.
Right.
So in prostate cancer, we have two types of general external beam radiotherapy that can cure prostate cancer without surgery.
Mm-hmm.
The first and more conventional type given over the past 10, 20, 30 years is given over 7 to 8 weeks. And in recent years, we were able to reduce that to about 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay.
This is daily treatment given from Monday to Fridays, mm-hmm. rest on Saturdays, Sundays.
So you can take a week off work.
You don't have to.
You don't
find
have
a slot.
To.
You find a slot that suits you, maybe first thing in the morning,
mm-hmm.
before lunch, or the last slot of the day after work. You come in, you have the beams directed towards the target, and then you go back. So in terms of working, in terms of sports activities, all those can
minimal
continue.
Downtime.
Minimal downtime, no downtime. And if they are suitable for the targeted radiotherapy, high-dose, focused, targeted, with a lot of image guidance for mm-hmm. accuracy, that treatment can be completed within 1 week. So no downtime, no inpatient, no risk of bleeding, no risk of infection, treatment done, same cure rates. It sounds like magic, but it is true. Patients have received it, and the most importantly, they get access for the suitability.
So we go back to what I said earlier. Most of the concerns are, I'm going to die, it's going to be very expensive, it's going to be invasive, and all that. Basically, you're dispelling a lot of those preconceived ideas.
That's right. I mean, that's my main aim of this conversation.
All right.
To tell patients, don't worry, there's hope. Come forward, get screened, get treated early.
Mm-hmm. And if I had to ask you before I let you go, what is the most commonly asked question that you see in your clinic, in your practice, so that we can answer that question once and for all to as many people as possible? What would it be?
Doctor, are you sure I don't have to go for surgery?
So that's the big concern, surgery.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, surgery is great. You know, in localized prostate cancer, they get the job done. They are cured. They are walking around. But surgery also comes with certain fears for patients.
Sure.
It comes with downtime. It comes with certain side effects. They have to learn how to control their urine again for the next 3 to 6 months.
Sure.
So these things are what holds patients back from receiving treatment because they want to continue their normal life.
Okay.
So I tell them, you can don't go for surgery, but you have to go for some other form of definitive treatment, and these are what I can offer.
Which is less invasive if it's not surgical.
That's right.
Okay. All right. I'm very grateful that you came back to the studio and we drilled down deeper into some of these questions. Dr. Daniel Tan, Deputy Medical Director, Consultant, Radiation Oncologist, Concord International Hospital. Thank you for speaking to us today on MoneyFM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.